Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We were discussing a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to the moments before iftar. What a special moment it is. Yesterday we spoke of the hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a moment wherein du'as are answered, so dedicate some time where you have an intimate moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to iftar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a fasting person, he enjoys two moments of happiness, two moments of joy. The one moment of happiness and joy is when he breaks his fast. Everybody looks forward to breaking their fast. There is a sense of happiness, there is a sense of joy. At the time when you are breaking your fast and you have something to eat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that's one moment of happiness that he has whenever he breaks his fast and joy. And the second moment of happiness is when he meets his Allah. Incomparable, the two. But the lesson we learn is that throughout the day, why is he having that moment of happiness at the end of the day? Because the whole day he went against the demand of his nafs. I will not eat, I will not touch food, I will not touch drink. And Allah rewarded him with a moment of happiness. Now if you will live your life like that, your whole life, going against the demand of your nafs, Allah will allow you to enjoy that moment of happiness in Akhirah. And because it's your whole life you fasted, when I say your whole life you fasted, you stayed away from the disobedience of Allah, can you imagine what the level of happiness and joy that moment will be when you meet Allah? So one thing, at the time of iftar, when you are breaking your fast, make a dua. Oh Allah, you allowed me to enjoy this moment of happiness. Allow me to enjoy the moment of happiness when I stand before you as well. May Allah grant us understanding.